The Los Angeles Dodgers, you know, I don't even know why they call them Los Angeles anymore, because there is no City of Angels. The old giant crucifix on Mission Hill that was the symbol of the city for, well, I guess 175 years or so, you know, it had to be removed from the town, from the city logo. It was removed because it might be, because it was an establishment of religion. It might offend people, if they. This morning, I was not expecting to do this story. As a matter of fact, thanks to our Free Farm Friday Master Farmer Brian Kay, because I hadn't seen this. Maggie and I had not seen this. Oh, you had seen the Dodger story? Okay. Well, hey, that's why you are the greatest radio producer in the history of radio producers. You're ahead of the game. You're ahead of me. I had not seen this story. That the LA Dodgers have capitulated to a group of rabid S&M bondage sodomites masquerading around as an order, supposed order of Catholic nuns. This is blasphemy of the highest order. It's not funny. It's insulting. It's evil. It's all the things that you want to describe, or that you think of when you think of what Baphomet, Bagul, and the boys are getting away with in public these days. This is a new low. So the Dodgers had rebuffed the Sisters of Perpetual Indulgence. Now, if you think of the title, these Sisters of Perpetual Indulgence, well, they indulge in sodomy. They indulge in BDSM. If you know what that is, I'm not going to explain it, but that's what they indulge in. They also indulge in wanton public acts of anti-Catholic bigotry, so vile during the ages of faith, it probably would have landed them permanently under a jail. You wouldn't have been able to do this. The title of the group itself and its process for joining the order, for being ordained, is a mockery of what the religious actually go through. From novitiate to postulant to, depending on which order it is, to actually being a member of the order. This group exists to make fun of and to mock our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ and the church that he founded. You know it as the Catholic Church. It mocks it in every way that is possibly imaginable. It mocks it in its attire. It mocks it in its ceremonies. It mocks it in its rites. It mocks the Pope. It mocks the sisters. It mocks the priests. It mocks the laity. It mocks the churches themselves. And it does it all with a San Franciscan impunity. Where too many people throw tens of thousands of dollars these sickos' way. And they're invited like some sort of sick celebrity to go entertain crowds at other public events. But for the LA Dodgers to do this, given the history of the Dodgers, which I'm going to inform you of, shows you that the enemy knows who is his enemy. The enemy knows what was once good, true, and beautiful. And it knows that it must make it hideous, evil, and horrible. Here's the Dodgers statement. Again, thanks to Brian Kay. After much thoughtful feedback from our diverse communities, honest conversations within the LA Dodgers, the Los Angeles Dodgers organization, and generous discussions with the Sisters of Perpetual Indulgence, the Los Angeles Dodgers would like to offer our sincerest apologies to the Sisters of Perpetual Indulgence, members of the LGBTQ plus community, and their friends and families. They don't have families, Dodgers. By definition, the people that practice what these sodomite wackos do don't make families. They destroy them. They mock them. By the way, the Dodgers have now added the pink and the blue stripe to the homo flag that now is adorned inside of the LA Dodgers' famous LA logo to also, hey, let's go after the children. We ain't grooming enough around here. They continue, we have asked the Sisters of Perpetual Indulgence to take their place on the field at our 10th annual LGBTQ plus Pride Night, wait a minute, wait for it, on June the 16th. I'll tell you all about that in just a moment. We are pleased to share that they have agreed to receive the gratitude of our collective communities for the life-saving work that they have done tirelessly for decades. These people don't save any... Oh, good Lord, God, give me patience. Lord, in the weeks ahead, we will continue to work with our LGBTQ plus partners to better educate ourselves. This is a grovel. Yep. They're now at the feet of Baphomet. If there weren't children listening, I'd tell you what they're doing. They're performing an act. This is how powerful now the Rainbow Purification League has become. In the weeks ahead, we'll continue to work with our LGBTQ plus partners to better educate ourselves, find ways to strengthen the ties that bind us, and use our platform to support all of our fans who make up the diversity of the Dodgers family. You just told every remaining Christian that's an LA Dodgers baseball fan to go screw themselves. Don't come to our park. Don't follow our team. You're not wanted here any longer. One of the first responses to this was from Molly Hemingway, who responded that, let's see, I got to find it.
I got it. You want me to read it?
Yeah, you got it. Once you read it, Molly, I have it. Go ahead, you read it.
She says, that you were bullied by this vile anti-Catholic hate group into groveling before them and celebrating their blasphemy and mocking your religious fans is truly reprehensible.
Los Angeles Dodgers are a major corporate entity. They're supposed to be good corporate citizens. That's what we used to rely upon. Corporations to be, what do we say? Members of the community, good corporate citizens. They are now nearly all of them becoming the exact opposite. Now they wage war on our communities. They wage war on family. Now they wage war on the Catholic Church itself. Now, if you're a Southern Baptist out there and you're hearing this, I guarantee you, you are all down with your Catholic brothers and sisters today and are outraged as well. And by the way, the enemy knows who is the real deal, who to attack. Now, here's what, now some of you may have a miniature plane. What's the big deal? So what, a stupid baseball team is going to honor the stupid little throw a pitch out and entertain the crowd. Big deal. We have a death feeling and Obama is back and you need to badge Biden. The enemy knows what it's doing. And the LA Dodgers are now playing complete ball with the enemy. If you're a Dodgers fan, take your stuff that you have, unless it's from the O'Malley era, and burn it. Don't give it away. You don't want someone else wearing this contact object. Burn it. If you're a season ticket holder, cancel them. If you watch it, get out. If you used to be a fan or used to love to listen to the great Catholic sportscaster Vin Scully call Dodgers games, it's over. Vin's dead. This crew running this entity is playing ball for Baphomet. My friends, June the 16th, the date chosen for Pride Night by the Los Angeles Dodgers, is the Feast of the Sacred Heart of our Lord Jesus Christ. I don't care if you're Amish, Mormon, Southern Baptist, Evangelical, Presbyterian, Episcopalian, Anglican, it doesn't matter. Jesus is Jesus. His Sacred Heart is your and my Sacred Heart. And the LA Dodgers have chosen that day to inflict maximum outrage at our Lord. Do you know why? You know, we could get into this deeply. Do you know why our Lord appeared to St. Margaret Mary Alacoque, or Alacoque, depending on whose side you're on? Do you know why he appeared to her and told her that he wished for her to begin enrolling people in a devotion to his Sacred Heart? You know, this is their mystic revelations, but if you read them, it was one of the things that he kept telling Sister Margaret Mary when he would appear to her. My heart is broken. I died. I suffered. I came to earth. I became one of you for man. I gave my Sacred Heart. A lance pierced it. I gave it up for you. I gave it up for all men. And men have turned their back on me. Men don't honor me. Men don't hold me in their hearts. I mean, he's basically, he has a human nature just like you and I do. And his human nature as a man, it hurts him. So he appears to this nun, Sister Margaret Alacoque, and says, "My Sacred Heart is troubled." I'm sure Maggie could probably find the actual quotes from the what Sister Margaret Mary Alacoque, or Saint Margaret Mary Alacoque, recorded of this. And then our Lord told her, "I wish for you to begin a devotion to my Sacred Heart and enroll people, enroll families in it." And he continued appearing to her, telling her just how broken his heart was. He even told her, "I command you, you will go to the King of France and you will tell him that he will begin a devotion to my Sacred Heart. He will dedicate the nation of France to my Sacred Heart." And Louis refused. I want to say it was Louis the 13th. Refused. France was never the same. 100 years to the date of this request, what happened? The tennis court oath. And the great terror was unleashed. This stuff matters, folks. We're living in times where dates like this matter. The LA Dodgers are going to try to basically do what they do in some Hollywood movies and bring forth the great Satan from the bowels of hell through a portal at Dodger Stadium. What was in that movie that Schwarzenegger was in where the, what the heck was it called? Where he was trying to stop, was it The Last Days or Judgment Day? No, I think it was the end of days, I want to say. Where he was trying to thwart this conspiracy where Baphomet, Bagul, one of them, Satan, whoever, had basically perfected or had completed construction of the human parts of the portal needed for him to pass from the underworld into our world and begin a reign of demonic, unholy terror. You know, this happens in several movies where, you know, the devil comes up through the ground and he's giant and shaped like he's got his cloven hooves and what have you. That's what they're going to bring about if they go through with this on the Feast of the Sacred Heart of our Lord on June the 16th. But there's more. Wait, I'm not finished. This feast day this year also occurs, I do not believe coincidentally, because I don't believe in them, and neither should you. It also occurs on a Friday. The calendar of St. Pius X still says that that Friday is an abstinence day, which all Fridays are because, unless you get a dispensation, because that is the day of Good Friday, obviously, of our Lord's crucifixion. It's an important day, and good faithful Catholics should recognize it all 52 Fridays of the year, not just Good Friday. Unless something like the Dobbs decision comes down and it's the Feast of St. John the Baptist and Father Claude tells you to go out and have a steak, which actually happened. So the Dodgers will invite in, will celebrate, and will grovel at the feet of this wretched entity called the Sisters of Perpetual Indulgence. And by the way, there are no sisters in this group. They're all men. These are men dressing in drag as women, mocking our beloved Sister Philomena, for example. Maria Philomena. Yes.
This is also the same group that hosts a, quote, hunky Jesus, end quote, contest at Easter. So men and
these are Satan worshipers, yeah. Right. And the LA Dodgers have now made them a part of their organization. Now, what did I mean earlier when I said here on the Mike Church Show on the Crusade Channel, live talk radio the way it should be? What did I mean earlier when I said that the enemy knows who to go after? He's going to finish the job that has been done by the current ownership of the LA Dodgers and undo the great work that was done by the O'Malley family, in particular Walter F. O'Malley. I would like to inform you of who Walter O'Malley was. Well, Walter O'Malley was the man that established the Brooklyn Dodgers Baseball Club. Or helped establish it. There is a timeline of O'Malley's life and the Dodgers, as the owner of the Dodgers, at AngelusNews.com. There is a timeline for Mr. O'Malley's biography written by Michael D'Antonio about just what kind of life Walter O'Malley and his family lived. You see, the O'Malleys were devout Catholics. Mr. O'Malley built what is today called Dodger Stadium. It was a marvel of the sports world. It was the envy of the sports world when it was opened. The Archbishop of Los Angeles was at the opening. He blessed the stadium at Mr. O'Malley's request. Let's just run through some of the things that Walter O'Malley in the biography written by D'Antonio, Mr. D'Antonio. October the 30th of 1950, new Dodger president Walter O'Malley comments about the future for African American players in his regime. Quote, people are waking up. Prejudices have no place in our society, and certainly not in sports. That's in 1950. January the 7th, let's listen to this one. January the 17th, 1952. While being honored by the Cathedral Club in Brooklyn at the Grand Ballroom of the Hotel St. George, Walter O'Malley is named Brooklyn's Catholic Man of the Year. Brooklyn's Catholic Man of the Year. And presented a watch by the banquet's guest speaker. The young politician from Boston who spoke that night was being tried on for size as he was introduced to Brooklyn's Democratic leaders. His name? John Fitzgerald Kennedy. On October the 13th, 1955, in celebrating the 1955 World Championship, Mr. O'Malley sends this note to Archbishop Patrick A. O. Boyle in Mordor. Quote, under separate cover, we are mailing you a ball autographed by Brooklyn's first World Championship team. It was nice to talk to Monsignor O'Reilly and Father Gallagher the other evening, and I was delighted to know that you were on our team. Best regards, Walter A. O'Malley. I wish to take you now to September the 29th, 1959. You think the enemy doesn't know what needs to be desecrated? As in Dodger Stadium and the legacy of the O'Malley family and the great L.A. Dodgers. You know, it's not an accident that Tommy Lasorda, a lifelong Catholic, was the manager. It is not an accident that the great Vin Scully was the voice of the Dodgers. And Vin Scully was honored by the Archdiocese of L.A. before he died as some kind of Sportscaster Achievement Award as a Catholic. In other words, the L.A. Dodgers organization, kind of like the Pittsburgh Steelers organization, and the Green Bay Packers under Vince Lombardi, had a Catholic thing going. They were Catholics with a baseball problem or Catholics with a football problem, as I describe in the Substack today about this. Folks, you got to know. You ask Maggie. I'm Our Lady is granting me some serious special graces right now because I was pissed. I was angry. Very, very angry at this. It makes one mad to know that the good people of this land are shat upon and are not honored while those playing ball with the enemy are rewarded. But then again, maybe that's the way it's supposed to be. I think our Lord kind of told us that. Didn't we get in the gospel reading this Sunday? Didn't he tell the apostles, guess what's going to happen? I'm leaving now. Guess what's going to happen? They're going to throw you out of your synagogues. And there are going to be men that are going to kill you. And they're going to tell the people that are watching them kill you that they are doing my Father's work. And they aren't. So our Lord tells them, you're all going to die. They're going to send you forth to go spread the word that I gave you, and the Holy Ghost is going to give you some more, but you're all going to die. You're going to get kicked out of churches, then you're going to die. So I guess we should expect this. So let me take you now to accept that this is the kind of people, these are the kind of people the Los Angeles Dodgers baseball team were founded by and were run by. Please listen to this very carefully. And if anyone says, oh, what's the big deal? So they're going to let a couple of rainbow flag wavers on the field in the seventh inning stretch. No, that's not what's going on here. This is a complete and total takeover. This is capitulation of the lowest order. Note, I didn't say the highest. Lowest order. You know, and one more side note. I guess it's appropriate that the enemy would run ultimately all of the major usury pimping institutions, including what all professional sports have now become today. There's no honor, integrity, dignity left. Not in the sports themselves, maybe in some of the individual players, but not in the sports themselves. September, again, this is from a biography written about Mr. O'Malley, Walter O'Malley, one of the founders and the owner of the Brooklyn, then L.A. Dodgers. September 29th, 1959. Gil Hodges scores the winning run in the 12th inning to give the Dodgers a 6-5 playoff victory over the Milwaukee Braves and their first National League pennant in Los Angeles. Listen very carefully, audience. Following the victory, Mr. O'Malley and his wife, Kay, went to give thanks at St. Vincent's Catholic Church, a short distance from the Coliseum. Quote, the team was battered and bruised, but our boys had their chins out today. They earned, really earned, the right for Los Angeles to fly the national pennant flag. Close quote, said Mr. O'Malley. Quote, that's why we stopped at St. Vincent's. Many people have their way of giving thanks at the table before meals, many once a week. It's largely a matter of personal training and belief. Close quote. September the 9th, 1960, Reverend Charles S. Casassa, Jesuit, president of Loyola University of Los Angeles, sends a thank you letter to Mr. Walter O'Malley, who agreed to serve on the president's council at Loyola. Quote, I was delighted to learn that you would be willing to serve, said Father Casassa. I certainly appreciate this action on your part. We shall look forward to seeing you at future meetings, and I hope you won't be too worn out by all the problems attendant upon constructing a new stadium. And then there's more, and there's more, and there's more. September 29, 1961, in his response to Reverend Ed Boyle of St. Margaret Mary Church Rectory in Lomita, Mr. Walter O'Malley thanks him for his letter regarding the idea of hiring Casey Stengel as Dodgers manager. O'Malley, though, speaks highly of his longtime Dodger manager as he responds, Walter Alston is not colorful, but he is sound and a person of excellent character. From time to time, we surround him with coaches who might add a little excitement, but when it comes to solid decisions, Alston is our man. June 10th, 1960. This is all the owner now, the former owner, he's dead now, of the L.A. Dodgers, who are now going to, on the Feast of the Sacred Heart of Our Lord, if you're just joining us, are now going to, quote, honor, close quote, the Sisters of Perpetual Indulgence, who aren't sisters, who are men dressed in drag, mocking and blaspheming all things Catholic and holy. And they're going to do it in front of a home crowd at Dodger Stadium built by the Catholic Walter O'Malley and his family. There's just so much here. What?
June 10th, 1963,
Coleman Carroll, Bishop of the Diocese of Miami, acknowledges a contribution by Mr. Walter O'Malley to the 1963 Diocesan Development Fund. Quote, the Development Fund will be used this year primarily for the building of a home for exceptional children that will provide for the education and treatment of the emotionally disturbed child. Your support of the fund helps to make possible the continued development of the educational and charitable institutions so needed. Close quote. As I always say, who cared for the sick, including the mentally sick and ill, before Prozac and whacked out of their gourd psychologists, mental health professionals, Catholics, the church, and some Protestant orders as well. And there's just so much more of this. The point being,
July, they had nuns.
Which one?
July 6th, the next one.
Okay, so it's July 6th, the next one here. 1963, some 20, listen to this one. Talk about, okay, compare this to what's going to happen on the Feast of the Sacred Heart. Well, this should not happen. If there's any dignity left amongst Catholics in California, surround that stadium on June the 18th and do not allow those faggots inside the gate. Mm-hmm. Tell the cops that that's what you're going to do. Now, as asked by Claire Creechin, by the way, Celebrate Humility Month, our offensive against Pride Month, I got interviewed last night by Claire Creechin of LifeSite News. We're going to be in LifeSite News again. They're excited about it. Like, this is fantastic. Can we interview them? Like, yeah, of course you can. So Eric Sammons was tweeting out about, all right, this is, all right, Catholic men, this Pride stuff needs in. We need a pushback. We need to organize and do something. Hey, Eric, we're doing it. Join us. July 6, 1963. Now, to compare this with what's on tap to happen June 18th. Some 2,500 sisters of the Archdiocese were hosted by the Dodgers and Walter O'Malley at Dodger Stadium. Now listen to this. The hospitality included tickets, parking, a scorecard, a Dodger yearbook, hot dogs, soda, peanuts, popcorn, and an ice cream bar. And there's more on this, of the accomplishments and the life, the very wonderful, generous Catholic life that the owner of the Los Angeles Dodgers, Walter O'Malley, lived. He brought good things to L.A. with the Dodgers. He treated the citizens of L.A., especially the religious, with great respect and dignity. He didn't make fun of them. He didn't mock them. He didn't tell them, this is baseball. There's no praying. He didn't ape Tom Hanks from a few good, League of Our Own. There's no praying in baseball. Instead, Walter O'Malley did the opposite. Folks, this is the extent. This is the extent that good people had good influence in these United States, and they did the right thing. And now it's almost completely and totally gone. The only place you see any of this at is in little mom and pops now. You know, that ought to be a day. That should be a holiday. It will be a holiday. Let's take it off. Corpus Christi ought to be a holiday. Now, a little bit more about what's going to happen and who these people are. If you go to my Substack, you can learn all about who the Sisters of Perpetual Indulgence are. So they have built in the city of San Francisco, named for one of the greatest saints ever, St. Francis of Assisi. In case you didn't know, that is San Francisco is named for St. Francis of Assisi. It was once a great diocese, but you know what? Where there is holiness, the enemy will be. And the enemy infiltrated San Francisco way, way back. And the enemy systematically began removing all of that Catholicity. You know, we're told by our supposed betters, like the likes of Sean Penn and what have you, and Hollyweird, that we're supposed to honor all of the great achievements of the sodomites that took over the city of San Francisco. The one I'm thinking of in particular is Harvey Milk, who Dianne Feinbang was... Feinbang worked for Harvey Milk. Who was Harvey Milk? Harvey Milk was a sodomite, but he wasn't just a sodomite. He was a bisexual sodomite. He was also a pederast. The man that went into the mayor's office, who's portrayed in the movies as a psychopath, the man that went into the mayor's office and shot Harvey Milk to death was not some deranged sociopath. He was the father of a teenage girl that Milk was diddling. They don't ever tell you these things. Or a teenage boy, I'm sorry, that Milk was diddling. He was molesting the kid. A father told him to stop. He wouldn't. And so he took matters into his own hands. Had Feinbang not gone out to lunch that day, she might have been one of those that caught a bullet. Who knows? This was in the 1970s. The United States has honored this pederast with a ship, the USS Harvey Milk. The Sisters of Perpetual Indulgence. Don't go to their website because you can't unsee what's on it. Just let me do it. I already did it. I've already gone there. Let me just tell you about one event that they had last year. Project Nunway 11. This is the 11th annual. These are the life-saving events, by the way, the LA Dodgers now say they're going to honor the Sisters of Perpetual Indulgence. Photograph number one, should you go to the Eventbrite page, is 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. Five men dressed as women and in Franciscan habits Of course, they're not the kind of Franciscan habit that you know of, because they have to mock and they have to blaspheme the Franciscan habit. Here's another photograph. You go to on the event page. Again, don't go there. Let me do it. There is a place in San Francisco called St. Joseph's Art Society. Oh, wait a minute now. It's named for the great St. Joseph. This must be a great place where classic and beautiful art of the Holy Family is displayed. No, that's not what's on display. Again, to bring maximum indignation and to mock and blaspheme our blessed Lord and the Holy Family itself to the highest degree of hateful bigotry. They either took over an old Catholic church, I didn't have time to research it, or built one. And if you look on the inside, if you look at the pictures on the event, it has a very distinct basilica-like design. They even have, in the church, they even have the on the side or where the walls are, where the blasphemous stained glass windows are. Well, they're just windows, actually. There are the pedestals that usually hold the statues of the patron saint of the parish, right? Or men and women of the order. Say at St. Francis of Assisi, they'd have other Franciscans up there on the pedestals. You know what they have in St. Joseph's Art Society's building? You know what they have up there on the pedestal? They have bears. Bears holding some kind of wretched, blasphemous flag that I can't tell what it is. There is a high altar of sorts at the end. You don't even want to know what's on the, quote, high altar. I can't tell you. The photograph of the event that has three of the Sisters of Perpetual Indulgence has one dressed in a checkered skirt made to look like a member of the 5th of November Guy Fawkes mask, or, you know, from the movie, V for Vendetta. The one in the center, though, is the most blasphemous of all. It is our Lord made to look like a geisha girl, complete with some sort of a crown. And to complete the mocking, let's put the member of the 5th of November where the Cairo would go on the front of the vestment. Let's put that there for maximum outrage here. This is who is going to now take the field on the Feast of the Sacred Heart at Dodger Stadium, built by the Catholic O'Malley family.